This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Leah Makelam, KCBS Foodie Chap at Chile Lindo, Kitchen Culture and the Mission, San Francisco. Paula Tejera. Paula, how are you, love?
Great. Welcome.
Thank you so much. We have company, my friend, for many, many, many years. I don't know anyone who loves food more than I do. Yes, I do. She's right here with me, Marcia Gagliardi, Table Hopper. Marcia, how are you?
Que bueno. Well, I am fantastica right here at Chile Lindo, feeling the kitchen culture vibes.
Well, I have not stopped grinning since the moment we walked in here. Literally, our noses led us here. Let's go to the name first, Chile Lindo, kitchen culture. What's behind the name? What's it all about, Paula?
Well, I own Chile Lindo for almost 28 years. Chile Lindo is a Chilean folk expression. We say Chile Lindo the way we would say Yankee Doodle Dandy in the United States, which means beautiful Chile. And then when I got my kitchen right across the street from the original shop, which is a little 10 by 20 coffee shop, I decided I was looking for a name, and I went to the Roxy Theater and watched the life of the famous dancer, the ballet dancer that Nureyev. Defected.
Rudolf Nureyev, yeah.
Yes, which has a connection with Chile, because Clara was the woman that actually pushed him when he defected in France. And she was Chilean, from the, you know, KGB to the French police. Anyway, but they were talking about how when he lived in the Soviet Union, when they got together to talk freely, that was called kitchen culture. And I said, that's what I'm going to call my kitchen, Chile Lindo Kitchen Culture. And I went back and forth with a lot of names, and finally it kind of sticked.
Well, here we are. We have a little history that goes back, but your history, as you said, 28 years ago, but early on in your days, you were going to the bars, you were going to the cafes, the streets of the Mission, selling your empanadas, and there's a fan outside beeping his horn.
For the girl from Empanada.
The girl from Empanada, he knows you're here. What makes a great empanada? Chilean style.
Well, ingredients will make any... The food is all about the ingredients, but the great empanada is the dough. You have to have, like, a good baguette, fresh, and someone that loves dough. And that's really up to each baker. You know, sometimes you get bakers that they don't want to give their secrets to anyone because they have a special relationship with dough. And that has been, you know, with my staff, all of them really, really, really have traditional relationship with dough because a lot of my staff is from, Ana is from Guatemala. They make tortillas. So there is a special love affair with dough. And dough is what's going to make the difference with your empanadas. Mine has a secret that I will tell both of you is that
Wait. Breaking news. We're about to share a secret. Newsflash. Secret. Now.
Yes. I cut the Crisco with olive oil. So the Crisco gives it the crunch and the olive oil gives it the flavor, and this way it's not so heavy. That's why my empanadas are light, you know.
That's it.
I didn't know it. That's awesome.
You know, it would be naughty not to have a bite. Before we do, with every bite, with everything you serve, there is a story. I want to know about your connection to the empanada. What are your earliest memories? Was there someone in your family who made these for you growing up? What's your connection to the empanada?
Well, you know, I don't want to disappoint anyone, but I grew up in New York City.
Yeah.
We eat empanadas in Chile on Sundays, and it's a very traditional food because you Chileans own the empanada the way the Peruvians own ceviche or Argentinians el asado, and we celebrate the Chilean independence with empanadas. But the truth is that when I bought Chile Lindo, which was already Chile Lindo, it was Chile Lindo since 1973 and it changed hands 3 times. Different Chilean women basically owned it, except the previous owners only made empanadas for their Chilean customers, and they had it as a coffee shop and sandwich store. I was the one that made it into a Chilean food for the overall market. Yeah. And the reason that it ended up with the empanadas is because I had a much broader menu, but what I realized is that what was really making a name for me was the empanada. That's what people came back for. Back then, we used to make churrasco steak sandwiches, which is also, they're very delicious, very typical. And then in 2009, so this I started in 95. But then in 2009, when the economy crashed and there were a number of things happening, the street food movement started.
Yeah.
And I became part of the street food movement. And I had just graduated from Mills in the literature department. And everybody was asking me, what are you doing running around with a basket of empanadas? But, you know, you do what you have to do when you're an entrepreneur. And I needed to generate sales and I needed to be out there. And next thing I know, I wasn't the only one with that idea. Twitter was coming into the scene, and the street movement was, you know, through Twitter, we were letting people know where we were, and I got my AKA as the girl from Empanada.
Which we love, and I'm here for your empanada. This is the moment. Marcy and I get to try your empanada right here. Talk us through it. What's it all about?
So the one you're tasting is called Gol al Merken. And the reason it's called Gol is because this is the traditional Chilean empanada that I came up with for Copa America, which was played in 2016. And in the United States for the first time, it was the centenary of the America's Cup. And it was the first time that it was played in the United States. And I introduced merken into the traditional Chilean empanada and created Gol al Merken empanada for those tournaments, which I produced at Slate Bar here, packed the house, and Chile won.
Yeah, I know. And your official taste testers are here. Marcia's gone first. Mm-hmm. Marcia, your reaction. And by the way, on the menu, this would be described as and named as this empanada?
Gol al merquén. And merquén is a spice from Patagonia. The one that I get is Quilumillí from Isabel Levio. She lives in a Mapuche reservation, which are the Mapuches are the indigenous people of Chile and Argentina. She is phenomenal. She does everything from growing the chili peppers that are called ají cacho de cabra, which means the horns of a goat because they're skinny. And then...
And curving.
And curve.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then she smokes them on her rooftop, and then she grows the cilantro to get the coriander, and it's just... chile, we call it ají. In Chile, we call ají chile peppers. And then the coriander and salt and smoked. And you smoke the chili pepper. And that is what makes this merquén so special.
Well, with all that love,
yeah,
the depth of flavor, the verdict, Marcia.
Oh, no, this is hands down and has been for a long time my favorite empanada to get from Chile Lindo. As a Chile lover, both the country and the pepper, what I love is the smoky hit that you get from the merquén. I have always adored the empanada itself, and now I know partly because of the olive oil in it gives it that beautiful texture. And then the pino that Paula makes with the ground beef and the hard-boiled egg and the olive and the raisins, it just gets such a nice boost with the merquén. It's the ultimate handheld snack. So just to give context, we are on 16th Street at CAP. So I play this game where sometimes I would be driving by, and if I can find parking easily, I'm able to just run up, get an empanada, and cruise home. It's like my favorite little snack on the fly.
Well, you said it, a smoky hit.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
It's still dancing on my tongue,
yes,
that little smoky hit.
And
love
it kind of sneaks up on you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say it. This is the best empanada I've ever had. Seriously.
Thanks.
And it is that smoky hit. It is...
You know,
also, the olive. It's, of course, I love my ground beef. As you said earlier, it's really also about the pastry. It's not too heavy. It's reasonably light.
Yep.
And I'm going in for a third bite.
Yeah.
Do excuse.
And then let's talk also about the pebre, right?
Yeah.
Which is almost like a salsa that she makes on the side. And it has the cilantro in it and tomato. And it gives it this nice acidic hit that just lifts up the beef. So for me, like... this is the perfect balanced bite.
Yeah. The pebre is like, people know chimichurri much more in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And pebre is like the Chilean version of chimichurri. The Argentinians use parsley and the Chileans use cilantro.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big differences between pebre and chimichurri. And we also dress our salads with lemon.
Mm.
Most salads in Chile just have a squirt of lemon, olive oil, and salt. Mm. And that's the dressing of the our pebre.
Well, as Marcia said, it lifts it up, it brightens it up. Empanadas can sometimes get a little dry. Not this one. And this whole combo.
Thanks, lard.
Thanks, lard. Thanks, lard. And thank you, lard. Perfectly balanced. The perfect empanada. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
We have to go on to dish number two here. Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Talk us through this hug of love that we just tasted. What do we have here?
This is called chupe de camarón. Chupe is a name for a stew that has breadcrumbs. So it has a little bit, it's a little drier. Chupe is traditionally made in the clay, baked in clay dishes, pots, casserole.
Like a clay,
exactly.
A clay pot, yeah.
Yeah, clay pots, individual clay dishes. And the traditional ones in Chile is abalone, chupe de loco. That's the most traditional. And then there's also very traditional chupe de jaiba, which would be crab. But when I saw what I would have to charge for chupe de jaiba or abalone,
people
I said...
would be crabby.
Yeah. It would not get a good reception.
Yeah.
So I came up with the closest thing, which is shrimp.
Yeah.
And this has a lot of ingredients, which include wine.
Garlic. Lots of herbs in here. And you put cream in here too, right?
Cream.
And milk.
Cumin, Oregon, Asiago cheese, Parmesan cheese, and the breadcrumbs, a little bit of parsley, bell pepper, paprika. I know, and this little, all these ingredients come together.
It's a flavor bomba.
A flavor bomba, yes it is.
It's a little hot tub of love.
And it has to be accompanied by the perfect bread. What makes this bread perfect, and what is the perfect bread to go with your chupe shrimp?
De camarón.
Yeah, chupe de camarón. So with the chupe de camarón, it has to have the perfect bread. Why is this bread perfect?
Well, this is a Fox and Lion baguette. We talk shop all the time with our local, entrepreneurs, business owners, restaurant owners, bakers. And I always want to see how I can support the local, community as much as possible. Her bread is absolutely delicious and it works perfect. And this is a very small portion, but is very rich and filling. So with a little bit of lemon and the Fox and Lion baguette and chupe, it hits the spot.
Chupe de camarón.
This would be the perfect little party treat to have, like if you're having people coming over for appetizers and wine, like pick up three or four of these and you're going to be very popular.
How about four or six? How about six or eight? How about nine or ten?
A dozen.
Mm-hmm. Why have I waited 50 plus years of my life to come here and enjoy this chupe de camarón? I mean, I love shrimp, but I love every little bit of naughty goodness in this little bowl here. Again, talk about cooking with love. And it's all here. Marcia, take me back to the first time you had this.
Well, what's interesting is this is something new that she's serving now that she has the Chile Lindo kitchen culture, because now she has a full kitchen here. And may we add, the ovens are from Luca Ravioli. This place, to me, is such a heart of the mission business for many reasons. You come in here, Paula was really good friends with the former owner, so they also have the marble counter from Luca Ravioli in here. You come in, there's a little bag from Ticu's. There's so much memorabilia with Lawrence Ferlinghetti and North Beach. And so Paula, to me, is a true beacon of San Francisco culture and bohemia. And her love of film and art and music and so...
And preservation.
Yes.
And kitchen culture. I mean, as speaks to the name, it's all here within these walls.
So many stories.
The name really fit. The name Kitchen Culture really fit because it's really a kitchen. But, where does culture begin for people? How do we introduce our cultures in the United States that we come from so many different parts of the world? We start with the food, and then you move on and introduce other aspects. Yeah. But that is the door that opens, and, my background was really television production, writing, and literature, and for one of those interesting reasons, I ended up with Chile Lindo, and I thought somebody has to create a space that presents Chilean culture in San Francisco and opens the doors not only to Chilean culture, but South American, because if you're from Chile, you're also promoting Argentina and Peru. You have these connections.
Well, key two words. Chilean culture in San Francisco.
Yes.
And I know you're a proud Chilean, but you are a proud San Franciscan as well. So to come in here, it's not just your history from Chile, it's a history of you being here in this country, but more so in San Francisco.
Yeah, and New York City, which is actually where I was born. Yeah. So I have the New Yorker that understands the immigrant experience in the United States, that for so many Chileans, it's very strange. They're like, she's selling empanadas and she thinks she's going to be brand ambassador and conquer, all of San Francisco.
I'm an Irishman with an English accent, so I'm conflicted as well. But you're not. I am. Let's move to our sweet ending, the piece de resistance. Talk us through this naughty, sweet treat.
Our prince.
Our prince, yes.
It's called Principitos. Or chilenitos, or dulces chilenos. And that's made with a homemade, you know, the crack, the wafer, exactly, uh-huh. in the bottom. It's only made with flour, egg yolk, and a little bit of orange juice. So it has no sugar and no butter. So it's light.
Wait. Sorry. Hold the presses. A dessert with no sugar.
Well, one part of it. Dulce de leche
is like, I am bringing the sugar, baby.
So it's all about balancing the flavor.
Yeah.
And this wafer, when you bake, it becomes a little bit of a cup where you put the dulce de leche. On top of that, you put meringue. Then you bake it very low temperature so the outside of the meringue gets crispy and the inside it's still soft
and creamy.
Cue the merengue music.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Different reference. Maiga, Marcia, please talk us through it.
Well, this is definitely a dessert for people with a sweet tooth. It is an absolute sugar spike right now. I actually would love this with some coffee. I think it would be fantastic. But I really am a fan of crunchy textured desserts as well. So I love the different layers of it. And it also has the cutest little name. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But she has all kinds of treats here. So you can hear Paula banging around in the background because she's about to bring over the torta of tortas. And she also has her alfajores. And all, so there are many meringue desserts here.
And thousand layered cake.
Thousand layer cake.
Paula, as we wrap up here, talk us through, what did you just bring to the table?
Yeah.
And by the way, my eyes are popping out of my head as I look at this. What do we have?
This is everybody's favorite in Chile. It's called torta de merengue, lúcuma. And some people put lúcuma, others don't. But the key is the chantilly cream, the meringue layers, and raspberry. I put also lúcuma together with the chantilly cream, which I use Strauss Family organic cream, whipping cream. We make it in-house, of course. I use Madagascar vanilla, very little, and I have down the amount of sugar so that it's never so it's not too sweet.
Yeah.
And then it combines perfect with the meringue and the raspberry.
You know, the joyful part of Marcia being here is she gets to taste first. I get her reaction.
Well, as I'm talking with my mouth full. So I enjoyed a slice of this the last time. And this dessert is right up my alley because you get the nice, it's almost like an Italian semifreddo because you get this nice, creamy, cool layer with the meringue, and then the fruit with the raspberry is fantastic. And then the lúcuma, I know you also support La Copa Loca,
right.
The gelateria, which is where she gets the lúcuma from. This dessert, I had a friend over for dinner. I had a couple slices for us. She lost her mind. It's a very special dessert.
I'm losing my mind right now.
This one's for the dessert lovers.
I mean, my word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want to seal a date and you're on a first date,
bring
someone over and then bring this out. It'll be the closer. I'm going to call this cake the closer because
the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Yes. No, yes, seriously.
It is the Australians, because I'm also selling empanadas at Key's Jazz Bistro now. And when their chef went on vacation, I was their guest chef. For a week, and I took this cake, and they're from Australia, and they're like, the pavlova! This is a real pavlova!
Which is an
Australian cake.
Yeah. I remember having pavlova when I was in New Zealand as well. So
let me tell you, this cake will change your life.
Yes.
No, we're about to have a fork fight. Be careful how you say it. I have to wrap up. By asking you, what are we drinking? Of course, it has to be a Chilean wine, right, shall we?
Chilean wine.
One more time.
Salud.
Ding, ding, dong. Salud, what's in the bottle?
So this is Casa Patronales Carmenere. Carmenere is an interesting story because for years, everyone thought that the Carmenere grape had disappeared. because of the Phylloxophora around the world. And when Chileans started, they thought they had excellent Merlot, but when they started to export their wines and think of themselves as serious winemakers that could compete internationally, someone, I believe from France, if I'm not wrong, came and noticed this grape is not Merlot, this grape is the Carménère, which we thought was extinct. So the only ones that have Carménère are Chileans. They were the ones that had the grape. And the reason is because Chile, during those years, was so isolated. Chile has always been an island country because it has the mountain range, the Andes. The north is the desert, and then the Pacific on the west, and Patagonia in the south. So the Central Valley, which is the same climate and geography as California to the south, their mirror image, has much of the same agriculture that we have here in California.
But what a lovely poetic story. The grape lives.
The grape lives That's, on.
That Chilean spirit.
Yes.
We survive, we thrive, we live, and go forth we do.
And it's perfuming the room, too.
It is.
Yeah. It's like, I'm here.
Well, listen, I have to tell you, Paula, Marcia led me here. It's great to reunite with you here, Paula, to be here and to enjoy all this incredible food. I know for you, we talk about storytelling and, yes, journalism and writing, but your story is right here in every single dish.
Yeah, the brand ambassador here trying to bring Chile to San Franciscans, and I can't thank Marcia enough for everything she does for us.
I'm going to raise a glass to Marcia.
Oh, to Marcia.
Right here.
Yeah.
To San Francisco.
To San Francisco.
She is the real spirit of San Francisco.
Well, we're at this table because we love this city. And we are embedded deeply. We all put stakes in the ground here many years ago. We're going nowhere. For those who've never been here to
Chile Lindo Kitchen Culture,
why should they come?
Well, right now, I am open Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, 10 to 6, but the space is available for private events anytime, any evening, when it's not open to the public. And I'm usually working here during the week, so a lot of my customers just call me, are you there? Can we get an empanada? Chileans especially buy empanadas by the dozen. That's very typical. You buy a dozen empanadas, the price is a little bit lower by the dozen, and you take them home and you have them on Sundays or when you don't want to cook a big meal and you just want to relax, you just take
and
one from the freezer.
How many kinds here? You have like seven?
Six.
Kinds. Including a vegan one, which is really impressive.
Yes. I had a vegan. I understand that in San Francisco you have to have a vegan empanada, and it's a plant-based vegan, so that vegetarians and vegans can taste the traditional recipe. And I have had vegetarians tell me, this is not, you gave me meat. And I'm like, no. It has the raisins, it has the olive, it has all the ingredients of the traditional, except the egg, but it's a plant-based beef empanada.
And I just want to add that, you know, we're on 16th Street and Cap. So you could walk right by this place and never know. And then you open up the door and you are in this salon of music and culture. Like, you'll hear the music. There's always music on when you come in here.
I see bongos.
Yeah, and a piano and a vintage sound system. And so it's just one of these discoveries that I love about living in the city, and especially in the Mission. This reminds me of the San Francisco I fell in love with when I moved here 29 years ago. So,
and the fact is, folks,
and we're still here.
We're still here. We're lucky enough to have a culinary treasure box, but so many people, they keep those treasures for themselves and don't share them. We love to share our favorite places. Marcia, you brought me here today to meet Paula and to hear your story through food. So now, folks, you know where to come for the best empanadas on the planet. You won't be disappointed. Comfy empanadas, but stay for
the chupa de camarón.
Chupa de camarón. I'm ordering a lot to go.
Yeah, if people have birthday parties, cakes, you know.
How about just a Monday night?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm booking a Monday night party. You in, Marcia?
I'm in. I'll be popping bottles.
Thank you so, so very much, Paula. We adore you. Thank you. More on Paula's story. Chile Lindo, Kitchen Culture, 16th Street in the Mission. Friends, do yourself a favor. Come on by. You'll be happy you did. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. More empanadas, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.